My name is Zach Thomas, and I'm interviewing my grandmother, Kay Thomas. It's November 25th, 2018. We are at her house in Lake Travis, Texas. Okay, Grandma, I'm just going to ask you a couple questions about your life and just your past.
Okay.
What jobs have you had in the past?
What jobs have I had? I used to work for the Attorney General's office. I was an investigator there for 25 years. I retired there. But during that time, I also did part-time jobs. I worked at IRS for a while. I worked at a hotel, Mountain Star Lodge, out here in Lakeway. I worked at Hickory Farm selling cheese. I've had all kinds of little part-time jobs, but the one I enjoyed the most was the Attorney General's office, where I was an investigator.
Okay. Okay, if you could pick any career, which one would you want?
I would like to be an attorney. I wish I'd gone to college.
Yeah.
And studied to be an attorney. That was fun.
Yeah. Okay, which presidential election stood out to you the most in your life?
Oh my gosh. Can't even think. This last one I was really upset about. Obama, I was really upset about. I was upset when George Bush, the young one, won, because I felt like Florida sort of messed up their voting and messed the whole system up. I really enjoyed Clinton as the president. That one really made an impact on me. I liked him. I liked his wife. I still do. And some people don't agree with that, and I understand. Thank goodness there are so many people in the world, and most of us understand that we can agree to disagree on political matters.
Okay. Where did you grow up when you were a child?
I grew up in Lytton Springs, Texas. I went to Lockhart High School, which is about 30 miles from Austin, and it was a small town. Everybody knew everybody. Everybody took care of each other. It was just a great place to grow up.
Well, what was it like there? Like, what did you do in your free time?
Well, I was a cheerleader. So we did a lot of that. We went to the Dairy Queen and sat out in our cars and ate burgers and drank malts. We went to the movies. There was only one movie theater there in Lockhart. So whatever was showing showed for a week there, and that was the only movie you got to look at. We went to each other's houses. We had slumber parties. All the girls did. They had what they called a teen palace. It was where, as we were teenagers, we could go and dance, had music there. It was just a lot of fun. We always found something to do. I really can't say we were ever bored. We were always busy doing something.
Well, what was your favorite memory from school?
There are so many. Being cheerleader, of course, was so much fun, being out at the football games, cheering and practicing, all the friends. That's hard to say. There was just so much we did, and it was so close. All of our friends were just like family growing up. That was the good part.
How was school different than it is now?
A lot of ways. They taught us cursive, which should be in the schools now. My grandson can't even read my writing because he doesn't know what cursive is. We dressed appropriately. There were no inappropriate shorts or belly buttons showing. We totally respected our teachers. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, etc. And the ones who didn't ended up in the principal's office. They taught us the regular old, I'm 71 years old, so they taught us the reading, writing, and arithmetic. We learned everything, and we learned it well to where we could pass on to the next grade and go to college. It was a good learning experience. Our teachers were very qualified.
What was your, or what is your favorite holiday and what?
Well, Christmas is, because I get to spend it with pretty much my three kids, if they decide to spend Christmas at all. It's just a fun time. People getting together, having a few drinks, eating great food, people you haven't seen in a while, you do get to see and visit with.
When you were growing up, how did religion affect your life?
I believed in God. I believed in living my life with the knowledge and the feeling that He was looking down on me and teaching me right and wrong, and that He always knew what I was doing, and that He guided me and helped me if I headed the wrong direction. It made a big difference. I went to church pretty much every Sunday, and I went with my cousins and nieces, my family. My mom and dad didn't go too much, but my sisters and their kids all went. So we all went as a family unit to church, to the Baptist and the Methodist. It didn't matter. They were all good. They taught us well.
Okay. Tell me about your wedding day.
Oh, that's hard to remember. So long ago. I remember getting up and getting dressed and having my hair done the day before, and my bridesmaids coming to my house and getting dressed at my house. And we went to the church all together. And my dad and I were pretty close in some ways, but it shocked me as we started to walk down the aisle. He did say, the last thing he said to me was, "It's not too late if you don't want to do this." And I said, "It is too late. We're here. Everything's paid for." He said, "No, if you don't want to do it, we can turn right around." But that's, I just remember it went by so fast, so much planning. And it was over, it seemed like, in 30 minutes, just everything. But it took, you know, several hours between the ceremony and the reception. It was a scary time.
Where was your honeymoon?
I guess in Colorado. My husband was in the Army at that time, so we really got married and stayed here a couple of days and then went back to the Army base at Fort Carson, Colorado Springs.
Did marriage teach you anything?
Oh, that was scary too. Oh, up there in Colorado, I didn't know anyone, only my husband's friends, the guys in the Army. I didn't know how to cook very well. I knew how to take care of the house, but I didn't know how to cook. It seems like I burned everything. And he did a lot of the cooking at the time. And his mother, Pauline, sent me all these little 5x7 index cards that gave me the recipes for how to make gravy, how to cook a roast, and what other vegetables and things to put with it. She knew I didn't know how to cook very well. My mother was an exceptional cook. She cooked great, but she seemed to think it was just so much easier to do it herself than have to teach somebody to do it. So I learned a lot. I met a lot of good friends up there. I still think about them to this day. While our husbands were out in the field, we would cook dinner together. We all lived in an apartment in the complex together. And we'd cook meals and have dinner together and visit and make sure each other were okay. So we sort of took care of each other. I can't say I learned a lot except learning how to be able to take care of myself and be a grown-up, you might say. It taught me a lot because I didn't have any family or anyone that I knew very well to help me out there.
All right, well, that's it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I appreciate it. I hope this gives you a little insight into my growing up days.